Nahash the Ammonite went up and besieged Jabesh Gilead. And all the men of Jabesh said to Nahash, make a covenant with us and we will serve you. But Nahash the Ammonite said to them, I will make it with you on this condition, that I will gouge out the right eye of every one of you. And thereby I will inflict a disgrace on all Israel. So the elders of Jabesh said to him, allow us 7 days to send messengers throughout the territory of Israel. Then if there is no one to save us, we will come out to you. Then the messengers came to Gibeah of Saul and spoke these words in the hearing of the people. And all the people raised their voices and wept. Now behold, Saul was coming from the field behind the oxen. Saul said, what is the matter with the people that they weep? So they reported to him the words of the men of Jabesh. Then the Spirit of God upon Saul, when he heard these words, and he became very angry. He then took a yoke of oxen and cut them in pieces and sent them throughout the territory of Israel by the hand of messengers, saying, whoever does not come out after Saul and after Samuel, the same shall be done to his oxen. Then the dread of the Lord fell on the people, and they came out as one person. He counted them in Bezek, and the sons of Israel were 300,000. Men of Judah, 30,000. They said to the messengers who had come, this is what you shall say to the men of Jabesh Gilead. Tomorrow by the time the sun . So the messengers went and told the men of Jabesh, and they rejoiced. Then the men of Jabesh said, tomorrow we will come out to you, and you may do to us whatever seems good to you. The next morning Saul put the people in three companies, and they came into the midst of the camp at the morning watch, and struck and killed the until the heat of the day. And those who survived scattered, so that no two of them were left together. Then the people said to Samuel, who is he that said, shall Saul reign over us? Bring the men, so that we may put them to death. Saul said, not a single person shall be put to death this day. For today the Lord has brought about victory in Israel. Then Samuel said to the people, come and let us go to Gilgal and renew the kingdom there. So all the people went to Gilgal. There they made Saul king before the Lord in Gilgal. There they also
also offered sacrifices of peace offerings before the Lord. And there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly.